This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. Into hour number three we go. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Talking about the ride-sharing world, where there's a crazy lawsuit going on right now out in California that as many as 160,000 former Uber drivers are now qualified to join into if they want to, which would, if they are successful, basically completely change the business model that Uber is involved in, wherein you, if you are a driver for Uber, are an independent contractor. And you have agreed to be an independent contractor. Basically, these are people who are pounding and screaming, kicking their feet about an agreement they signed that they don't like after the fact. After they signed it, and after further, they went out and worked the agreement. Because you can sign an agreement for Uber and walk away from it. There's no penalty. I can sign up and drive for Uber and never actually put a single mile on the car. I don't get, you know, sued by Uber if I decide to not follow through with the agreement. But when Uber follows through with their agreement, they get sued by these people who are demanding that Uber now pay their health care bills, that Uber now pay for their car repairs, that Uber now pay for the gasoline that they put into their cars, even though Uber gave them 80% of the money that they earned with each ride. Uber takes, you know, 20-25%. I think they just raised it to 25%, which I'm sure some drivers are not happy about. But Uber takes a certain percentage because there is some administrative costs with, you know, dealing with lawsuits like this that they have to deal with all over the place of running
their
company.
Not only this lawsuit, but also there's the lobbying aspect to where various government agencies are trying to hamstring them into doing stuff like this, and they've got to send somebody to say no. Oh, stop it. Knock it off. This is detrimental to our business.
You want to share your thoughts? We're here for you. Gamma Blast is on the line. You can also bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live. Gamma Blast in Illinois. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to try to clarify what Ralph was saying about the Obama and his pen and a phone. That was like a direct quote from them, basically saying if the Republican Congress doesn't agree with what I say, I have a pen and a phone, which is a phone to call my lawyers, call my advisors, and a pen to sign executive orders. That
okay.
was where he got that quote from.
Ah.
I want to clarify that. I also like to just add the messengers that deliver packages for like offices. They're all independent contractors in Chicago, I think.
Yeah, FedEx are independent contractors. All the deliverers for FedEx are not actually FedEx corporate. They are independent companies who hire people. Now, they may be hiring employees. I'm not sure about that. But the actual companies that are out, you know, putting the trucks on the road and grabbing packages and delivering them, those are independent contractors with FedEx.
Oh, okay. Well, when he said people delivering packages, I was thinking, like, you know, bicycle couriers that deliver stuff between various companies,
which is also something Uber is looking at getting into as well, is couriering packages.
Yeah, just some of them have cars, some of them have bikes, and they're just like delivering single packages here and there to get them real quick from one part of Chicago to another, mostly. And I know those guys are all independent contractors.
Gamma Blast. Now, speaking, keep Gamma Blast on for just a second. It's interesting that Obama says, you know, about I've got a pen and a telephone if Congress doesn't like what I'm doing, because when Obama was in the Senate, he actually got rather upset that George W. Bush was using executive orders to bypass Congress.
Oh.
And said that the president should not have that authority.
Of course, they got a film out there with him, like, giving different quotes he says as a senator, and then, like, saying the exact opposite as president. So they got, like, Obama debating himself in, like, a YouTube
That is funny, clip. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Gamma Blast. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. According to Vice.com and their story about the Uber lawsuit, they're talking about the differences between an employee classification or a contractor. And I know you've got a list, Daryl, but let me go through what they say here. They say that employee classification is decided on a case-by-case basis, and courts draw upon prior lawsuits as well as regulatory decisions to decide whether a set of workers are contractors or employees. This summer, in a sign that California regulators may favor the attorney who's suing Uber, the California Labor Commission ruled that Uber driver Barbara Ann Berwick was indeed an employee of the company and not a contractor. Quote, without her, Uber would not exist, unquote, the commission said in a ruling that granted Berwick over $4,000 in expense reimbursements. Now, it's not clear.
So without this one particular driver, Uber would not exist globally.
I don't understand what that means. There's not much context here, so I don't know exactly what, you know, the circumstances of that case were.
Or is it the sort of, you know, the royal her of without her and people like her?
Not clear. We don't have the full case, so I can't tell you. I've not researched that case. Drawing on the same logic as the Labor Commission, the attorney has argued that since Uber can fire its drivers, compel them to accept a certain portion of rides, and enforce workplace standards, it effectively operates as an employer under California law.
All right, so if you do something, mow people's lawns, and someone's not sufficiently satisfied with the way you mow their lawn, they don't have to rehire you to mow their lawn. That does not make you the employer or the employee of the person whose lawn you are mowing.
Yeah, I mean, when it says here they are compelled to accept a certain portion of rides, again, no. There may be a certain, if you don't accept the fares that come in, you're probably going to get not as many fares in the future. So there are, I understand that there are rules about that. But ultimately, you're not compelled to do anything. Like I said, you could just not do anything, and then everything, you know, you're not going to get necessarily fired or bonused or anything like that.
If you don't do anything, you don't get paid, so therefore you're getting fired, Ian.
You're not being compelled, though, to do anything.
If you want to keep the job, then you've got to do some work.
Yeah, well, right. If the compelling factor is that you want to pay your rent, then that's one thing. But it's certainly not Uber who's compelling people to accept these fares. They're taking them voluntarily. They entered into the agreement voluntarily. They're acting like Uber owns these people, and they don't.
Uber. Right, and it's certainly not the same way that various governments compel you to do things.
Like pay taxes.
That they will throw you in a jail cell or kill you if you don't comply.
Right.
Uber just says, we won't send you any more fare requests if you don't accept fare requests.
We'll send the fare request to someone who wants them. Uber, of course, has maintained that since drivers make their own hours and can use the app whenever they see fit, the role of the company is that of a facilitator and not of an employer. The ongoing case is viewed as a bellwether for the future of the driver-Uber relationship. And for the past 2 years, the attorney in the suit has been locked in a public relations brawl with the company over the preference of the company's drivers. And after Uber presented the court with testimony of 400 drivers who claimed to want to remain independent contractors, the attorney, Liz Riordan, went and found 50 of those drivers who claimed they actually would want to be employees after all and misunderstood the questionnaire that Uber asked them to fill out. So 350 out of the 400 drivers did understand the questions and did want to remain as independent contractors. But because some people want to be babied and, you know, taken care of from cradle to grave, then Uber's business model needs to change completely, according to these people.
Or it could be something that, depending on how it's, quote unquote, explained to them. No, Ian, let me clarify what they were asking you. Then maybe the people were like, oh, yeah, I thought it was this other thing, because they're basically being compelled to agree with the person that's asking them this follow-up question.
Well, I mean, I can see why a lot of people, when presented with this pitch, hey, you guys get to set your own hours right now with Uber. How would you like to be able to set your own hours and get paid a living wage and get your health care taken care of, and your car paid for, and all your gas paid for? Wouldn't you like that? Of course people are going to say yes to that.
Right, and again, 50 out of 400? So yes. That's 12%?
Okay.
That's within the statistical average of the number of people that, based on rewording a question, will change their answers.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you favor switching Uber drivers to employees, which completely changes these folks' business, would love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE, live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 450 free. What does it mean to be a contractor versus an employee? We're looking at some of the legal differences here as Uber is facing a pretty big scale lawsuit, or what could be a very large scale lawsuit. It started with four people suing them, and is now the door is open for up to 160,000 people to join the suit in California. So everyone who's ever driven for Uber or has signed on as a driver for Uber is qualified to join this lawsuit if they are the whiny type who is demanding to have every single cost covered for them and wants to instead be an employee of Uber rather than an independent contractor, which is what Uber considers them, because you, as the independent contractor, bring all the tools to the table in this particular agreement. You provide your own car. Uber does have certain rules and restrictions on the kinds of cars that you can drive. Like, you can't drive a two-door. You have to have a four-door because you need to be able to pick up as many passengers.
You can't drive a 1972 Pinto. It's got to be 10 years or newer.
10 years or newer. And so there's a couple of requirements. You got to have insurance, and Uber does have commercial insurance that's added in when you pick up and drop off passengers. So in the times that you're actually driving, you're covered under their insurance policy as well. But you're bringing the tools to the table to get the job done.
And that's actually factor number 15 that the IRS looks at.
You've got a list of what makes somebody an independent contractor as opposed to an employee?
Yes.
But there was a point, before you get into that list, there was a point you wanted to clarify. There was a lady who called in from California earlier claiming some case with the IRS had decided that in order to be considered an independent contractor, the independent contractor had to have at least two independent contracts in play.
Right. So the IRS has 20 factors that they test. Factor number 15 is that you have your own tools. Factor number 12 is that you are paid by the job, not by the amount of time.
Right.
So Uber drivers, they get paid for the job of picking someone up, delivering them to the location, and dropping them off.
Although one of the factors in how much they get paid is how much time is spent in the car.
Right, but you're not being paid. I started looking at the Uber app at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I pick somebody up at 11. You're not getting paid for that hour of sitting there waiting.
That's correct. Yep.
You're getting paid for the job of picking someone up and dropping them off.
Yes.
Factor number 8, you have time to pursue other work. Contractors should have enough time available to pursue other gainful work. Does not say
should.
That you must pursue other work.
Right.
Although factor number 13 does say that contractors often work for more than one firm.
So should have enough time is not a mandate. It just suggests that contractors might generally have some free time to where
right.
they could go and
factor
do
that. Number 13 says that contractors often work for more than one person.
Now, how many points of this test does a business relationship have to meet? Obviously, it's not all 20, right? These are just indicators that someone is in an independent contractor relationship as opposed to an employee relationship. I don't know if it clarifies that, but I don't imagine that it's all 20.
It does not specify. It does say that there's a smell test that takes into account a totality of circumstance designed to foreclose the efforts to artificially structure a relationship to circumvent the applicable criteria.
So basically you're saying what that lady called in about is BS. She was claiming you had to have more than one independent contract to be an independent contractor, which of course doesn't make any sense at all, because how could you have more than – how could you – if you start with one, you can't ever start with one, because then you become an employee if you can only have one independent contract relationship, and then how do you change it back once you get your second independent contract? It's just – seemed like a ridiculous claim
right.
on its face.
And then here's something interesting. Factor number 19 is that an independent contractor cannot be fired at will. Contractors can't be fired as long as they produce a result which meets the contract specifications.
So after Chen's ruling on Wednesday in California, this was last month, Uber took pains to emphasize the ruling had nothing to do with the merits of the independent contractor argument. The ability to get a class action lawsuit certified is not an indication that the plaintiffs will win, the company explained, with a spokesperson adding, the company's leaders are very confident they'll prevail when the suit goes to trial in June. At the very least, this attorney is certainly getting her money's worth. So there's this one attorney that has taken this case, Ms. Riordan, Liz Riordan, who is taking up this issue for these men who are working for Uber or were working for Uber and are now suing to force Uber to treat them as employees. Even if this doesn't fly and the case gets kicked out, this lady has gotten so much coverage for her lawyering business. Even if she's not successful, she's at the very least certainly stirred up a bunch of press coverage. So she's won from that perspective. Obviously, it would be good for her career if she actually wins the case, but it never hurts to get your name in the press a whole bunch of times like this as the supposed defender for these overworked Uber drivers, these poor, poor people who voluntarily entered into an agreement and then later on apparently regretted that and are now mad and they're trying to sue. I wonder if they're paying her or if she's taking the case on a pro bono basis or a contingency basis.
She will probably wind up getting a nice chunk of the monies from that class action award if she winds up winning.
Hopefully she doesn't. Hopefully Uber is right about their predictions and this won't go anywhere. It'll get kicked out of court. But, of course, it's just one of a myriad of cases that Uber is facing. The latest, this one's fresh. Now, what we're sharing with you, that one's been working in California for a little while now. This one's brand new, posted this week at Philly.com, as protesting Uber black drivers yelled complaints outside of Uber's headquarters near the Philadelphia International Airport on Wednesday, their lawyers filed a wage and hour lawsuit against Uber. The complaint, filed in Common Pleas Court in Philadelphia, says the drivers are not receiving overtime pay or, in some cases, not earning minimum wage. The suit also says they are misclassified as independent contractors instead of employees. So here we go again, another very similar sounding lawsuit, this time in Pennsylvania.
I'm curious what they mean that they're not getting paid minimum wage and they're not being paid overtime.
Well, what it probably means is if you run the numbers, this has happened with some people who have driven for Uber, and there are critiques out there about, you know, people who've driven for Uber saying that I'm not getting paid minimum wage, meaning they've calculated the amount that Uber's paying them minus, like, let's say, the cost of the gasoline and repairs on the car.
Right, but are they saying, and you did some New Year's Eve driving for
Uber.
Yeah,
I did. I took about 5 trips on New Year's Eve.
What time did you sign on to the app?
At different times. I signed on once earlier in the evening and then once later in the night. After midnight was my bigger chunk. So I was on for... Go ahead.
So what time did you first sign on to the app?
For like around 10 o'clock.
And what time did you get your first ride?
Within a half an hour of being in there. But the real chunk of my rides was I got one ride before midnight, and then I went to this party for like an hour. And then after midnight, I went out again for about 2.5 hours.
What time did you ultimately sign off of the app?
Well, I signed off like an hour and a half after I stopped driving for Uber just because I wanted to drive back with the app turned on. So when I signed off, I wasn't really going to be able to get rides because I wasn't in an area.
That doesn't answer my question.
Like 4 a.m.
So
it's Free Talk Live. We'll continue the discussion here. 855-450-FREE.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Is Uber a perfect company? No, probably not. And there's some, I think, legitimate concerns that people could have. They recently changed their payouts. They're going from 80% to 75% here in the New Hampshire market. They sent out a notice to their driver saying if you signed up after a certain date, then you're only getting 75% of the amount that comes in. But that said, some people are going to say, okay, fine with me. I'd still like to go out and drive people around because I like to set my own hours, and, you know, it's still worth it. If it's not worth it, walk away from the deal. It's not like there's anything that's really on the line. If you don't like the agreement, then shut the app off, uninstall it, and call it a day. But no, some have to sue. Some just feel like they deserve to get paid a certain amount of money for their time.
And it seems as though they're saying that they should be paid even if they're not driving. And this was where my line of questioning to you came in.
So reset briefly, because I do drive a little bit for Uber. I've taken several rides so far. I'm relatively new, but you were asking me about my New Year's Eve driving experience.
Right. So you initially logged into the app around 10 o'clock.
Yes.
You logged off of the app around,
let's say, 11.
Okay, 11,
and then I logged back in after
at
midnight.
Midnight,
yeah.
And signed off finally at about 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So that would be 5 hours that you were on.
Correct.
during that time, did you wind up making more than five times seven, more than $40?
Yes.
Okay.
So but that doesn't that factor out gas and, you know, all that.
Right. But minimum wage is your salary before taxes.
Correct.
So, you know, minimum wage, $7.25, and then they take stuff out.
Right.
So, doesn't matter what expenses you had, you received gross, more than minimum wage on that particular night.
I did. And especially if you actually...
Then there was another night that you drove a few weeks prior. What time did you sign on that other time? Because I know you had sat around for a couple of hours.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So that's the thing, is people are probably, well, I was logged into the app, and it was 2 hours before I got a ride.
Logged into the app, sitting there on a computer or whatever.
And then my ride only paid me $14, and that took half an hour.
Yeah.
And then it was another hour and a half before I got a ride. So I worked for 4 hours and made $14. That's nowhere near minimum wage.
Yeah.
So people
and especially
are
especially if you factor out gas. If you also factor out that they're having to pay for gas and they're having to pay for their own repairs. These people want Uber to pay for their gas. They want Uber to pay for their car repairs. They want Uber to pay them an hourly wage as well. They want it all.
Right. And basically it sounds to me like they want Uber to pay them to sit there while they're on the app not doing anything.
It does sound that way, doesn't it? Toll-free number is 855-453, and they're protesting out in front of the Uber headquarters in Philly this week. Shame on Uber! Some were shouting, about 60 drivers shouting, carrying signs saying limousines are endangered species and Uber Black, everyone's poverty driver, which is a play on the Uber slogan, which is everyone's private driver.
Ah, okay.
Uber Black drivers who operate licensed limousines say their incomes dropped dramatically after Uber introduced its better-known, lower-cost Uber X service into the Philadelphia marketplace in October of 2014, undercutting their business. Uber spokesperson Craig Ewer said in a statement, quote, "While we understand that many limousine drivers are frustrated, Philly has shown enormous appetite for more affordable options like Uber X." So they're mad that Uber has offered the marketplace more options.
How dare people have more options?
Yeah, these drivers, these limo drivers, were working for this Uber, what was it called, Uber Black? So there's, like, these different Uber things. There's Uber Black, there's Uber X, and there's, like, another Uber thing that I don't remember what it is. New Hampshire has a couple of them. There's three, I think, total that they have in different markets. So some markets have some things, others don't. Anyway, Philly says here that, you know, they want more affordable options. In Philly alone, said the spokesperson, more than 12,000 people are earning extra income through Uber X, and nearly 500,000 riders use Uber X, he wrote. Uber Black drivers are licensed in Philly and the state through the same process required for taxi drivers, paying the same fees and following insurance, vehicle, and background check regulations. Uber X has a license to operate its business throughout Pennsylvania, but not in Philly, where the Uber X business is illegal, according to Philadelphia Parking Authority, which regulates city cabs and limousines. Uber says that Uber X is a ride-sharing service, not a taxi service, and therefore cannot be regulated by the parking authority. In his statement, Ewer said that Uber had been increasing marketing for Uber Black's more upscale services, including ads at 30th Street Station. The lawsuit filed by Jeremy Abe of Saks Weston Diamond LLC lists defendants Uber Technologies and Gegen LLC, the entity through which Uber operates in Philly. Uber had no immediate comment on the suit. While the suit addresses larger issues of pay and employment, several Uber Black drivers in the parking lot complained that Uber was not paying them when they unknowingly accepted fares from people who had set up fraudulent accounts. Now, this sounds like a legitimate concern.
Yes.
Themis Archotakis, an Uber Black driver from Northeast Philly, said he picked up a fare, forwarded through the Uber app, and drove to New York, earning $464 minus Uber's 28% commission, he thought. When he looked at his pay, the fare was not listed, and he said he was told the ride was fraudulent. Archotakis says riders or drivers are in a bind. If they don't accept the fares, their acceptance rate goes down, affecting their ability to earn. But he said they have no way of knowing whether an Uber account is fraudulent. Uber said the company absorbs the cost of fraudulent trips and that drivers do receive compensation. The drivers say the Uber app often malfunctions, causing them to waste time in line at the airport. They accuse Uber of deliberately bringing down the app, perhaps in retaliation. Uber said drivers with technical problems can visit Uber's support center. Now, that sounds like a legitimate complaint in that Uber's supposed to pay out even on a fraudulent ride. The driver can't know if they're being defrauded. Only Uber knows that. So the driver performs their required task of taking someone to New York, and then turns out the person had a fake credit card or something like that, or the credit card ends up with a chargeback. Maybe they stole the credit card. Ends up with a chargeback. Uber can certainly have insurance against something like that from happening, and they're a big enough company where they can absorb those costs even if they're not insured against those things from happening. So it sounds like the Uber spokesperson saying, hey, look, this is a misunderstanding. Contact support. We'll get this ironed out. The driver saying they haven't solved this issue. And, you know, he's, I think, legitimately upset. Maybe he has contacted support and they dropped the ball, or, you know, something happened there which was not to his satisfaction.
Right.
But, you know, whether that means that these drivers should end up being employees or not is a completely separate question. So, yeah, there are some legitimate issues in this. But overall, they're asking to be treated as employees and not contractors, again, in this suit.
And I just saw a headline that Uber will be cutting prices in over 100 cities across the U.S. and Canada.
That's right.
And the story says
by 20%.
20% in Houston, 10% in Los Angeles and San Francisco, 15% in Richmond, Virginia. Uber is also promising guaranteed earnings to drivers who have been active in the system on or before January 8th and have accepted 90% of ride requests.
Guaranteed earnings. I wonder what that means.
I don't know. So it only applies to people that have at least a 90% acceptance rate and have been active before January 8th.
It's fascinating to continue to watch this. And by the way, we were covering this before I became an Uber driver. I became an Uber driver because I'm fascinated by what they're doing. I think that they're doing, for the most part, a lot of good work. I hope they make right on this guy that is claiming that he was reneged on with the payment that he was owed. But, you know, in the process of running a multi-billion dollar business, there's going to be some upset employees or you know, contractors in this case.
Even a multi-million dollar business, there's going to be something that slips through the cracks and somebody's not going to be happy about it.
Right. So hopefully they can settle that matter outside of court. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I just think this is an exciting area of innovation to watch develop. And if you want to share your thoughts with us, please do so. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here in the remaining moments of this live Sunday show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The lawsuits against Uber are mounting. There's one out in California and now another one in Philly that says that their drivers are complaining. They want to get a mandatory pay. They want minimum wage at the very least. They want more than minimum wage, presumably. They're mad because sometimes they don't make minimum wage when they're driving for Uber. And I can see that could be true in some places. We had a guy who signed up for Uber, who's a Free Talk Live amplifier, and he says that he took a few rides and he was making like less than or close to minimum wage or whatever. It wasn't enough for him, and so he called it quits. And maybe in a marketplace where there's heavy competition on the roads, maybe it is tough to make minimum wage with Uber. I don't know. My experience has been different here in New Hampshire, where you were asking me questions earlier about, you know, how much time was I logging versus how much I was pulling in. I would only really consider the time that I was actually driving for Uber as the time that I would calculate.
That's really when you're working.
Yeah.
But some people would look at it I logged in at this time and I logged out at this time. It's the same thing when people talk about, well, members of the military don't make minimum wage because they consider that they're working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
Just like if somebody's on call, they get an amount of money for their time of being on call, like having the on-call pager or whatever it is. But you're not working, you just have to be available.
Right, and of course with Uber you don't have to be available. You can log out any darn time that you want, but obviously you won't be sent any rides if you do that. So I catalog my time working as when I get the ride request.
Right, but most people are
Yeah.
And I shouldn't say most, but there are going to be a fair number of people that are going to look at it of, I was logged into the app.
To make it
so
look as bad.
Therefore, I was working and I didn't get paid.
They wanted to make it look as bad as it possibly can look when, in point of fact, look, if you're sitting there on your laptop checking emails while you're waiting for a ride, you're not working for Uber at that time. You're checking emails.
Right.
Toll-free number again, 855-453. So if you want to explain your experience, you can do that. Daryl, you had mentioned that they are apparently dropping their prices, and I had the same story from Engadget, where the claim is that they're dropping their prices in hopes of spurring some extra business during the winter months.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's going to mean that, I mean, presumably that would mean, well, it says here, no, Uber drivers aren't taking a pay cut. The outfit is promising guaranteed earnings, so you're not making that driver's life too miserable by asking for a ride home when it's freezing outside. Just don't count on the good times lasting for long, says Engadget. Uber is all too eager to restore prices if the cuts don't lead to enough new rides, which could lead to you paying full fare in a matter of a few weeks. So it says, look at it this way. It's not often that Uber prices go down. Enjoy it while it lasts. It's good for customers, and somehow they're going to be keeping the drivers earning the same amount. So
right.
That's a good thing, I suppose. Let's go to
it's
Scott.
It's a winter sale.
Let's go to Scott listening in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Ian, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound fine. Go for it.
Well, you know, years ago, like in the early 90s, I subscribed to Sports Illustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And they mailed me a football phone.
That was, I remember that thing.
Yeah, I was going to call in on that, but I think several people already have.
Because it sounds bad?
Yeah. But
all right.
Fascinating conversation tonight.
Thanks.
I'm not even that tech savvy, but I really, really enjoy this.
Well, if you have a smartphone, you don't have to be tech savvy to try Uber. You can actually get your first ride for free by going to ride.freetalklive.com. I haven't mentioned that yet tonight, but I made a little short URL that takes you to a free ride thing. It's like an up to a $20 ride. So pretty much, you know, you can drive across the city and try it out and see what it's like. Pretty easy.
Is it a one-way ride?
Yes, it is a one. It is a one ride. So yeah, it's not a round trip deal. Unless, I guess you could actually tell the driver if you wanted to, because you could do this while you're in the car. My first ride as a driver for Uber, the dude wanted me to, it was actually some roadies from a band, a rock band, and they wanted me to take them back to their hotel from a bar. When I took them back, the dude who had ordered the ride was hungry, and he was like, yeah, take me to McDonald's. And so, you know, the ride actually was a three-point ride. First we went to the hotel, then to McDonald's, and then back to the hotel. And so it was all one ride. So as long as the amount is less than $20, I guess you could, like, literally ride somewhere, go to, you know, run into a place, and then come back out and ride back. So long as it's less than $20, it'll be on Uber if you go to ride.freetalklive.com.
I want to say, take me around the park, James. But
you could. He might not be named James, but you do get the driver's name and their picture and their rating before they actually show up, which is, again, something you don't get with a taxi company. You don't know who they're going to send. But with Uber, you absolutely know who to look for. You know the car, the color of the car, the license plate number. It's pretty neat. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I think these Uber guys, as smart as they are, as innovative as they are, they drove around the toll booth. And they should have stopped in the state house and started spreading some money around, hiring the preferred lobbying firms in California and creating some no-show jobs for the state senators' families and the state representatives' families, and gotten this thing squared away. I know it's new, it's up and running, and they're having growing pains, but they should have paid off the right people the old-fashioned way. And avoided this. And if I understand this, is this in federal court?
Yes, it is.
What the hell is it doing in federal court? I mean, California has like a parallel system to the federal court, and then they have a lot more on top of that. Why is this in federal court? I mean, I know there are labor laws. And
maybe they want a federal precedent set. in this case.
I think that's what they want, is federal precedent.
And look, I see where you're coming from. You know, do it the old boys network way, get in, grease some palms, and, you know, make the ride a little smoother for getting into business. But Uber is, and this is one of the reasons why I respect them and wanted to work for them.
Oh, I do too.
You know, the reason why I respect them is they are willing to take on the status quo front on, head on, and take on the state and the way things currently are in the hopes of changing them for the better. And I appreciate that. I'm glad they didn't go about it in the way you're suggesting. And if they did it in the way you're suggesting, it wouldn't necessarily save them from a lawsuit like this. I mean, greasing the palms of the politicians isn't the same as greasing the judge's palms, and that's a little bit more of a tricky thing to do.
Now that you mention that, and I thought about this earlier in the show, they have a presumably a pretty substantial database. They would know where you live or many of their customers because they make regular runs. And I'd like to see them flex their muscles and start sending out text messages and political messages. Hey, here's the name of your state senator. Here's the name of your state representative. Here are the problems we're having. Please contact them. Please fix this.
That's an interesting approach.
And of course, you know, then maybe the ton of bricks will come down on their head. But I'd love to see them do that. Now, as to these drivers,
that's a smart idea. I'd just like to add in, I think you're onto something there. They've got a huge network of customers and drivers that they could tap into if they needed to assist them with lobbying these government goons and trying to keep them off their back. I think that's a smart idea. Go ahead.
Or maybe have an Uber strike one night a week, or, you know, at a key time, like when there's a convention in town. Or
I don't think that's a smart idea at all. I don't think that's a good idea at all. That's what the taxi cab company in Portsmouth did. The main taxi cab company in Portsmouth was stomping their feet. The owner was he's all mad because Uber isn't being cracked down on hard enough in the market. He wants the government to go and arrest Uber drivers and, you know, steal their cars and things like that. And so he's mad that that's not happening enough for his liking. So he decided on Thanksgiving, I believe it was Thanksgiving or whatever, it was some busy night, or the eve of Thanksgiving, to pull out of the marketplace. And he did that, and that resulted in more demand for Uber.
And then he did the same thing on New Year's Eve.
He threatened to do that on New Year's, but ultimately did not follow through on New Year's. And they did provide service, apparently, whatever crappy service that it was.
Last thing I'd like to say is,
yes,
the drivers that are filing suit, all this is going to do is hasten the R&D and the arrival of the driverless car. So you're really being kind of dumb.
Well, I don't know if their suit is going to hasten it, but certainly that is coming, and ultimately that could put all of these people out of business. And that's a great point to keep some perspective. Thanks for the call tonight, Scott. Yeah, it's important to keep perspective here. You know, maybe you won't even have the chance to drive someone anywhere ever in another 20 years or 10 years or whatever, how long it's going to be. I mean, imagine it'll be longer than 10, but at some point, there's a good chance that no one will ever need to drive anywhere ever again because some machine will do it for you. It's been Ian here with you.
And Daryl.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, check out Daryl at fpp.cc and fppradio.com, and also Free Talk Live over at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.